It's the Rundown, Thursday, August 11th. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to buy and sell tickets to concerts and sporting events. It's the easiest, safest, most secure way. All you got to do is download the free SeatGeek app. You look up the event you're looking to go. You find your ticket. You click a couple times, and bingo, bango, you got it. You don't have to put in any codes to prove you're not a robot. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You just look at their color-coded grid, which shows you how much tickets cost. Pick the one you want. And you buy it. Right now, if you use the code RUNDOWN, you'll get $20 back after your first ticket purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, and put in RUNDOWN. You'll get $20 back after you make your first purchase. Obviously, no Portnoy today. Last rundown of the week. We're doing this a little bit early, so we're short on a couple topics. But we begin today with last night. Fan in Pittsburgh going for a foul ball, ends up throwing his nachos, his food, his hot dogs directly on his face. An all-time foul ball clip. Fights, you blogged it last night. What do you got on this guy?
First of all, someone tweeted me this morning. I didn't look at Twitter too much last night, but someone tweeted me this morning that it was nachos. I was very much under the impression it was pizza. I looked at it quickly. I saw the red. When I think nachos, I don't think salsa.
You think like, cheese?
Cheese.
You think game, you know, like if I'm getting nachos at a table, yeah, there's salsa. But like if I'm thinking game nachos, I'm thinking those little circular chips and cheese. And that's like all you got. So I saw the red and just thought pizza sauce. So I apologize for everyone who that really affected their lives. It was an all-time cut. It was good. I don't even understand how he had the beer because the beer comes from like the elbow. So it's like he had a free hand already, but I don't really get how it all happened. But it was a disaster. It was when the person who tweeted at me brought up the pizza, the famous Fenway pizza incident, and I very strongly disagree that this was better than that. The Fenway pizza incident might be the best thing that's ever happened in a ballpark.
This is a pretty diesel moment, though. The chick in Cleveland, like a month ago, Dan, remember her? She caught it with her tray and it exploded. I thought that was good. This dude's face being completely covered and him being totally mortified is up there, no?
It's unbelievable. I'll go so far as to say it's number two, but the Fenway pizza incident is so far and away number one. I think I've said on these airwaves before that the Willie Mays catch is overrated. The Fenway pizza incident is better than the Willie Mays catch. It's more impressive. It's more entertaining than the Willie Mays catch ever was or ever could be. The commentary with it, these commentators, they just yelled, nachos, nachos, or whatever. Like, Don and Jerry were so incredible. It's just not even close. But it's still number two. It's great.
First of all, I need a haircut. I thought I had the prison Nick Nolte look going, but it's like, or is it Nick Nolte or Gary Busey? I think it's Nick Nolte. I have it like full time now. I need
it. It's almost a little. That's what you had on KFC Radio. Now it's kind of like Fora.
It's 10 billion degrees with the humidity index is like 10 trillion. It's Kevin. Have you ever been outside?
It's brutal.
It's a bloodbath. My hair went like that just from walking solo. But all right, to the Pirates thing. It was so good, I almost thought it was fake. You know when, like, the mascot goes and dumps popcorn on someone? Or, like, they'll have the fake viral video and, like, pie someone? That's how beautiful it was to see the nachos fall on that guy's face. That's an all-time clip. That's the definition of a must-watch, in my opinion.
Yeah, that could have absolutely had the must-watch tag, and I think everybody would have liked it. I guess also must-watch territory, although I think this is kind of fucked up, and I feel like we're slandering a dead man, and I don't really like it. The full video of your boy Rob Ford smoking crack has been released. Made me feel very uncomfortable, made me feel very upset and nostalgic. Part of me wishes it never really was out there. It's almost like better left to the imagination. What do you got, Dan? This is your fallen hero, smoking crack, completely incoherent, making fun of minorities, hanging out with what I'm assuming was a hooker there. Just not a good look.
I don't understand why they released this video now. And I know some people were like, why'd you blog it? Once it's out, it's out. Yeah. Like, it's out. It's trending. He's trending on Twitter now. It's sad. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing a whole thing. I understand if you're a Toronto resident and, like, Rob Ford fucked you over as the mayor, you'd be like, yeah, let's release this because he denied it while he was alive. But to me, a guy dies from cancer. Like, I don't know. Just let it go. Just let it go.
John?
I strongly disagree. I used to think like that. I used to, like, you know, make the whole delete my browser history jokes. I don't give a fuck anymore. And I have a feeling when Rob Ford was on his deathbed, he didn't give a fuck.
No, anymore. He doesn't, but his family, like, that sucks for his family.
Wait, first, like, who gives a fuck? Like, everyone knew what happened. Like,
no, I get it, but, like,
thing. It's not like, oh my God. Like,
his kids are going to fucking see, like, I don't know. It just, to me, it strikes me as a little weird. Like, if you got two kids, your dad dies from cancer, and then they throw this video online, and it's like, oh, there's my dad smoking crack. I don't know. I don't
John,
know.
Not much sympathy for the Ford family here, huh, John?
Well, like, it's not like this is – it's not like everyone thought he was, like, a golden boy, and then this bombshell happened. Like, everyone knew he smoked crack. Everyone knew he fucked hookers. Everyone knew he did drugs and was a shitty mayor. Like, he didn't have much of a reputation to begin with. This isn't shattering some fucking pristine image we had of him.
But that's actually even more – that's more to my point. Like, if it was something illegal that he did that we didn't know about and was, like, totally undercover, I would want it out. Because, like, listen, like, it's almost like the Joe Pa thing. Like, Joe Pa, he's dead, but he also covered up child rape. So I want to hear about, like, how deep it went. Rob Ford, we knew he smoked crack. We knew he did all these things. It feels like it's just adding on here where it's like, hey, he's dead, and here's a video of him smoking crack with a bunch of
hookers. We already knew it, and we already, like, accepted it and allowed it. Nobody cared. Yeah. Nobody cares. Like you said, except for, I guess, if you're from Toronto, but we already don't care about Canadians. So nobody really cares about Rob Ford smoking crack.
What?
It just seemed like classless, we'll say.
That man, I was surprised that Dan.
But that's because we love this guy. We treated this fat little Chris Farley crackhead like a puppy dog for some reason. So we get offended by it. It's ridiculous, but it's true.
And I'll fully admit that my, like, affection towards Rob Ford is not based in reality. It's a total blogger like goggles. That guy provided so much content and made me laugh so many times. Like, obviously, if I was a resident of Toronto and your mayor's getting laughed at like that, it's probably pretty embarrassing. But from my perspective, like, he's on my Mount Rushmore of people to blog about. He is.
Absolutely. You got to have your boys back. You just got to stick up for him.
How many people do you think have smoked crack in their business suits?
How many people do? I'd say a lot.
You think a lot?
Oh, yeah. I'd say a lot of fucking dudes are getting weird in their they're throwing, like, they're dousing themselves in the air freshener and going home to the wife and kids.
I've never had an itch for crack, but, like, if you're not saying a lot of business guys are doing it, I might want to give it a whirl. Like,
they say crack is, like, the best high ever. It just completely, like, instantly ruins your life.
This is a PSA to try crack, man.
I thought
Oh, wait, yeah, maybe I'm thinking of heroin. I don't know. I'm not a big fucking crack guy.
Good stuff.
You guys, you know what? We don't know the exact drug that's the best high ever, so why don't you guys at home try them all out and get back to us?
Film it and send it to us.
Some research.
The surprising thing about how wildly incoherent he was. Like, I don't know what word Rob Ford said in that video. He sounded like Jabba the Hutt. Like, it was just noises emanating. He wasn't saying words.
The other person was
speaking clearly, but I watched, like, three times. I didn't know one single word the fucking guy said. I think he called Trudeau a fag. But that was the only one I could really get.
That's crack for you, man. Crack's a hell of a drug.
Crack is whack.
All right. Harry's Razors is here to hook you up with some dope razors. For too long, you've been shaving with a bad one. You've been getting a crappy one. You've been going to CVS, and you have to, like, break in to get it. They keep these things under lock and key. You got to go, like, find a guy at the front desk to ask him to come with you and unlock a key just so you can get some crappy razor. Harry's isn't all about that. They have a dope design. They have the Truman. Awesome option for a great deal. $15, you get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three of Harry's five-blade German engineered razors. The Germans know how to shave. You ever seen, like, those movies with the army guys? They all grow good. Anyway, I used one this morning. I never have to shave to begin with. With Harry's, it makes me look a million times better. I got none of this, like, random-ass stubble. It clears everything up. It's a perfect razor. $5 off your first purchase, promo code RUNDOWN. Go to harrys.com right now. Grab the Truman set. That's the one I have. That's HARRYS.com. Enter the code RUNDOWN at checkout. Get $5 off. Support the show. Stop compromising and go get a Harry's right now.
Continuing with crooked politics, Obama invented ISIS. That's it. He's the founder of ISIS. Trump says so. He created that terror group. The co-founder, of course, is Crooked Hillary. I mean, Giuliani backing it up. You know, everybody can kind of understand where his point here is, that Obama's policies and pulling the troops out allowed this to thrive. It's one thing to say it like that. It's another thing to just say that the president is the founder of ISIS. Dan, what do you got on Trump? I mean, I think this is like another level of Trump that I can't even believe.
Well, I'm convinced it's self-sabotage at this point.
It has to,
it has to be.
Like,
but
he doesn't.
He can't sabotage.
I know. I think he wakes up every morning. I think Donald Trump wakes up every morning, and the scariest thought in his brain is actually winning this thing. Because the perfect case scenario for him is he loses. It's close enough where he can claim that he got screwed. And then he starts a media company and goes and is a political pundit and makes fucking so much more money. Never has to do real estate. Never has to do any of that shit. So it makes sense he's going crazy, but none of it seems to stick.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking shit about John McClane getting captured. You're now saying the president is the founder of a terror cell. It's like straight traitor shit.
You ask people to shoot. Yeah, you like implied for like Second Amendment people to maybe take care of Hillary, which was that was a classic Trump. That's one of those ones that you got to tip your cap, Trump, because he knows how to phrase things so well that he can just slip right out of them.
Well, that's like when he said, like, "Oh, I didn't tweet that. I just retweeted that."
Right out
that's
of
the
that.
Same
like,
thing.
He didn't slip out of that. Everyone knows what he said. And like,
no, but he can be like, "Oh, I was talking about their voting power and how they have a lot of lobbyists."
And everyone's just like, "No, you weren't. You're a fucking idiot."
But
like,
he can. You can't pin him. You can't pin him.
You can pin him. I actually think this is. I mean, this is just. I don't know. I'm so fucking sick of this guy. I think the best person to like read on this and listen to on this is Essie Cupp from CNN. She's a conservative. She's so smart, but like she has an interesting theory. Like he just talks how he thinks, and like conservatives, Republicans talk. It's like when people email us and they're like, "What up, bro? I fuck chicks," and like, mm-hmm. like no, it's not how we talk. And he thinks that's how conservatives talk. Like, yeah, we got a problem, just shoot it. Obama, he founded ISIS. Like he's not.
But that's why it's working, because there's a lot of people that do think that way.
Well, listen.
There's not
the message. What he says doesn't really matter. Like nothing will shock me what he says. It's the fact that he doesn't mean anything he says, and he just says shit. If you're the president of the United States, you can't just say shit. It like moves markets and starts wars. You can't just say shit. Like you have to be pretty calculated. You can't just be like, "I'm just going to say this today and see what happens." Like it's a pretty fucking serious job. I don't know. It's crazy.
We wrap up today with Olympic talk. We got a hot mic at the Olympics. Announcer talking about a Chinese swimmer. Said that she came out like stink and died like a pig, which is an awesome, awesome line. He should have said that like real time on his play-by-play broadcast. Came out like stink, died like a pig. Naturally, everyone is, I guess, upset about this. What do you got on this chick, this broadcaster, and anything Olympics related, John?
I mean, yeah, it's an all-time phrase. I don't know. Is this a Canadian thing? Because it was a CBC. It wasn't NBC or anything like that. So is this a Canadian phrase? Because it's awesome.
It's something- right up there, John, with Saturdays Are for the Boys.
Yeah, it's probably better. It's probably better. Went in like stink and died like a pig. I don't get it. It's kind of like Saturdays for the Boys. I don't get it. Right. It just makes sense. It's just fantastic. Yeah, I think Daniel Tosh was a joke like this where he's like, "I wish commentators could just be honest." And like some guy commentating in the NFL was just like, "God, black people are fast." Like if you could just say whatever you fucking wanted, that would be so
like
much
Trump,
more interesting.
Bro. Yeah. It's you're talking about doing the Trump but for sports podcasting. Yes, it is. It's saying what you
he does. I'm talking about saying what you really think, what you actually want to say, what's actually going on in your head. And it's like that would be funny. I'm not talking about being a racist or saying shit like that. I just mean like being like kind of funny, like talking, commentating like you're talking with your friends. That would be so much more entertaining. Although I will say that the NBC guy doing swimming has been fantastic. He was
Rowdy.
Is that his name, Rowdy?
Yeah.
In that Phelps-Leclerc race the other night, he was so great. Like I thought he was in the booth shirt off, rubbing his nipples. He was like, and look at Michael Phelps go. He was fantastic.
That's what you need. The Olympics, too. All the pageantry of the Olympics. You don't actually care about the sport of swimming. You care about, like, the storylines and all that shit that go around it. That's why those broadcasters are so important. Dan, what do you got?
Have you noticed that Rowdy loves to call races early? That's, like, when he gets most excited. When the U.S. has, like, a huge lead and they're on the turn, they're like, and the U.S. will take the gold. And there's still, like, a solid 20 seconds left in the race. Loves to do that. That's just an insider. Pool insider. He understands swimming. I missed the Olympics. I missed the Olympics last night.
Yeah, me too.
I'm ready for track.
Ready for track.
Let's get to some good shit. Yeah.
I'm still
like swimming, but it's – there's only so many days you can watch swimming.
I'll watch swimming any night it's on. I'm big into swimming. Like last night, I watched the girls' relay race. That shit was awesome. Ledecky is a fucking monster. When she jumped in the pool, they were a second behind. She won. It was only a 100-meter race. She won by more than a second.
Ledecteriot, please. That's her real name.
Katie Ledecteriot. that's drill balling for you. The whole thing's been cool. I was actually really impressed with the men's gymnastics last night. I thought that was stupid as shit. And then I watched one ring routine, and I was like, holy motherfuck.
Yeah, they do like some Cirque du Soleil shit, but it really is useless. It's the chicks is they dominate it. I don't really care who wins the men's.
Are the men good? I've never heard of the Olympic men, the U.S. men team. Are they just really
no,
bad?
No, they're not.
I think it's all China, right? It's all Asians.
Yeah, and the Chinese, I'm pretty sure the Chinese used to be good at gymnastics for women's, but then they, because they used to send like 12-year-olds who could right. like bend and do everything. And
they stopped letting them. And they like killed you, so you got a little motivation.
Yeah.
The other night crazy. They looked like they were all looked like Frank's beauty pageant girls. Like they were like little 10-year-olds who looked like they put on mommy's makeup. And like, look at mommy. It was like fucking blush everywhere. It was creepy as shit.
Dude, Costas like perked up because he was interviewing like a bunch of chicks that were shorter than him for the first time ever. It was awesome. You could see like he had a little extra swag when he was talking to him.
Did you see when he was like – he was talking to Simone. I forget her name. But he's talking to Simone girl, and he's like, now Simone, everyone in the whole world, they think you're the best one here. But you girls, you don't really care about that, do you? Costas, have you ever hung around with women before? Like, you can't say Sam's the prettiest girl in the room and not expect the other ones to instantly hate
her. With your teenage girls, bro. There's your complex right there.
Yeah.
That's the rundown. What do you got for me?
So I posed this question on Twitter last night. As the New York resident, you're going to have to teach us some stuff. I gave up my seat to like a probably 30-year-old woman.
What?
I know. Everyone looked at me like, this guy's fucking crazy.
Oh, you are.
So no, that's a no-go. I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm Mr. Chivalry. Like, if you tell me that that's a sucker move, that's a sucker.
That is a sucker move. Okay. That's like ruining.
So what are the rules?
You're like the guy who ruins the curve on the test in class.
What are the rules? What are the rules?
There are no rules. You don't get up for fucking anyone.
Pregnant women?
Well, hang on. It's pregnant.
Very pregnant or very old. Like, very old. Anything.
What about like. But what about like a woman with like a bunch of kids and she's got bags and shit?
I don't know. Figure that out for yourself.
What about old dudes? What about old dudes?
No. Again, very old. Got to be like 90. Especially a guy. And the chicks, if she's even remotely able-bodied, you're standing. Fuck that. A 30-year-old, Dan? You need that more than she did.
I know. I did. Did that's, you see me sweating in it?
See, yes. Yeah. That's my thing. Is like, you don't know how much of a bag of shit my body is. I need to sit down right now. Just because it looks like I'm good doesn't mean I am. I'm sitting down. You don't get up unless it's like they have to really earn it.
So I
sit that ass down and just.
All right, I'm in. I'm in. Because I didn't. Because obviously the last 4 years I've been blogging from home. So I'd take the L in Chicago like just to Cubs games. It wasn't, you know, whatever. So I'm not like used to the day to day, you know.
Right. Well, here's if you follow this rule, you won't even know if there's a woman with bags and kids. Just head down. I didn't see that you were pregnant.
People said just put on sunglasses and just pretend you can't hear them.
Headphones, sunglasses, head down. I don't know if you're pregnant. I don't know if you're old. I don't know if you got kids because I was looking at the floor.
Okay.
If the train is remotely full, I would never sit down.
You know where I stand. I can't
sit.
You know where I stand. I don't. That's really what it is. I don't.
If it's like a totally empty train, I'll sit. But if there are people I'll just fucking stand by the door. It's way easier.
You know how Michael Phelps did two nights ago? He did like two races within an hour of each other. It was like, I'm just so gassed. That's me standing for 10 minutes. I can't do that. Don't test me. So, yeah, I don't know. I also threw out to Dave last night. I was like, so are we going to work on like, are we going to go to the office on Fridays? He's like, what do you mean? Like, are we going to go to the office on Fridays? He's like, yeah, why wouldn't we? It's like, I don't know.
I don't think
he thought I was crazy. He's like, okay.
What is this? Saturdays and Sundays now, right?
Oh, we're going to work 24/7, 365. Dude, when Dave realized he wants to, I mean, we're going to work a lot, but when he realizes, like, once summer comes back around and he wants to go to Nantucket all summer, it's going to be so funny watching it be like, well, maybe
not
we
anymore. We're going to take a break from that.
Yeah.
Was this all during your Rico sit down?
Yeah. So Rico's back in the podcast.
I thought his word was his name, and his name was his word, and he vowed never to come back, and blah, blah, blah.
All right, so. I'm gonna vouch for Rico. He's a good guy. He means well. He's a good guy. I'm going to vouch for him. Dave and I, at one moment, were like, are you crazy? And he's like, no, I'm not crazy. And Dave and I just sat there like,
but you're crazy.
Come on, dude, you're crazy. Like, we did that for like 5 minutes straight. We're like, but seriously, dude. You're crazy, right? It's like, no, I'm not crazy.
Everyone knows that's the fastest way to find out if someone's sane or not. Just ask them.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, are you crazy? No. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Dave's whole vetting process. Are you a fucking insane person? Have acted like an insane person for 2 years? Okay, Rico, fine.
I mean, if you don't think that Rico Bosco is actually crazy, you're an idiot. You're a simpleton, Dan. That dude's crazy.
I see the good in everyone. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I see the crazy.
All right, I'll see you like 10 pounds lighter, Kevin, in a minute at this meeting after I have to take the fucking hellhole of a train again. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be the complaining guy, but holy shit, are those stations hot.
Are you going to maybe even try to do the hair, or it's going to get
I'm going to take a shower, and then so I'm just going to sweat from the shower straight to the – I'm going to take like an ice-cold shower so that I can get like 2 minutes of not sweating and then just pour it on. I'm going to wear a gray shirt too, just to say fuck
it. Oh, just to fucking double down. See you later.